Plato and Aristotle, Lecture 13. Plato and Aristotle, The Politics and the Poetics.
At the end of the last lecture, I suggested that we would now talk about two areas of human activity that, in a sense, complete and, in a sense, transcend Aristotle's remarks in the Ethics. And those areas are the political and the tragic, having to do with two of Aristotle's great treatises, the book called The Politics and the book called The Poetics. I said, you remember, at the end of the last lecture that ethics is best understood by Aristotle as grounded in the politics and political science, that is, in statesmanship. The reason for this is fairly clear. The polis is the environment in which human being, according to Aristotle, best flourishes. Like Plato, Aristotle thinks that the polis is born out of a kind of human necessity, but that its telos, its end, what it's essentially for, is the flourishing of the good life. Because he thinks that only in the context of political life, that is, social or, as I'll suggest in a moment, civilized, cultured life, does human being flourish. Human being is, for Aristotle, as he puts it, by nature, political. The political is, in one sense, simply the extension of family, friendship, other forms of natural human association, but it is at a level of social organization that involves, for Aristotle, fundamentally modes of governing and being governed. And therefore, the account of the polis that he gives in the Politics is an account that lives essentially in the light of this fact of understanding the structure of governance and of political and social life under the description of governing and being governed. In his book, The Politics, Aristotle attends to several things. He gives an account of the polis, genetically and formally, and its relation to the other modes of human association, of koinonia or commonwealth, the family, particularly the relationship between husband and wife, the relationship of master and servant, or as we might nowadays say, the relationship between boss and employee. He then turns to a discussion of the question of citizenship, makes clear that a citizen is not simply an inhabitant of a political organization, but is somebody who has what he calls exousia, the power to affect the way in which the political organization of which he or she is a part is constituted and acts. Third, he gives descriptions of various different modes of constitutions, that is, various different forms of government, and discusses how they are related to one another and which of them might be understood to be better and which worse. The question of how they are related to one another is described by Aristotle in terms of partly the question who it is that rules, whether, for example, it's one person or several people or the entire population of a political organization that it rules. The more important question on his view is the question of for whose sake is the ruling taking place? And here Aristotle distinguishes between what he takes to be good and bad forms of government as based upon the question whether or not the governing is done for the sake of the governed, in contrast to for the sake of the person or persons who does or do the governing. So Aristotle draws out, and I've reproduced this diagram in the accompanying course guide, Aristotle draws out a matrix of possible modes of constitution or governments. If one person rules and rules for his own sake, Aristotle describes this as a tyranny. If one person rules and rules for the sake of other people, he says it's a form of kingdom or kingship or a rule of that sort. If several people rule for their own sake, it's called an oligarchy. If several people rule but for the sake of others, it's an aristocracy. If many rule but for the sake of themselves, and this is an interesting distinction, Aristotle thinks of this as a democracy. And it's clear that here he means by democracy not what we think of characteristically as democracy, but rather a rule by the many merely for the sake of themselves as the many, what we sometimes would describe rather as mob rule.